The Brian Golf Show.
Four.
Presented by Cobra Puma Golf.
That was an excellent shot.
Yeah, real good form.
Quarantine pod. It's Mal and Brian, and this we haven't even really quarantined ourselves, like, whatsoever. In fact, lately it's been very, very weird. Everything around us is kind of slowing down, and yet we're sitting here trying to live our normal life, especially you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I feel like everybody's supposed to be inside and not doing anything, and I'm trying my best, and I'm truly not going anywhere. I mean, the gym's now closed, and, like, literally the most I've gone is, like, Chick-fil-A. that's a real thing, but I don't know. It's just very weird because I feel like there's still, like, a lot of people out and about. So it's like, what are we really doing? I don't know.
I don't know. You got to be careful talking about this because we get you going on coronavirus and you go somewhere completely off the deep end.
I'm just over it.
Scratch your head. Well, we're going to Innsbruck this weekend, and I've truly been kind of going back and forth. Should I feel guilty? Like, what are we doing? We're doing our first Steez meet.
Fingers crossed we're going.
Today is Friday and we're leaving tomorrow. So as far as that goes, we're going.
And the golf course said, like, in their email, they sent me, like, their company email, because obviously we had some concerns with bringing. We've got a group of 12 of us going, and there's 12 guys and then a couple wives. And obviously there was questions because so many golf courses are now going, like, walking only and that kind of stuff. So some of the guys are like, oh crap. One, I don't know that I want to walk, or two, like, can I bring a push cart? Like, what's the deal? So I reached out and they were really quick to respond and literally sent me their company wide email. And he was like, look, this is what's going on. I'm just going to be upfront with you. So, you know, they've done a lot of things just around the resort, to kind of make sure everything's clean. And then as far as carts go and whatnot, they do have carts, but they've kind of said, like, they're going to do everything in their power to keep the golf course open because they feel like, one, it's a safe environment. They're doing things where, you know, you're not having to pull pins and you're not having to reach into the cup. And so their thing is it's good for people and it's an outlet for people to, like, not go crazy. And if they can deal with, you know, you're partnering in your cart with, like, a family member or so, it's really to your discretion. You can, some places are saying family members only, but they're saying, look, if you've got a buddy and you feel like you can, you know, sit with them. I mean, you're not going to be making out with a guy, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's all right. Like, don't sneeze on them. Don't cough on them. Like, again, I would like to hope that if people aren't feeling well, they're not going out and about. And I think that that's the biggest thing. I know that there's, you know, you cannot know that you've got it for so many days and whatnot, but I hope that as people are starting to not feel good, they go, okay, I need to chill out.
Some of those rules, well, I guess some of the stipulations to playing beside the cart and all that, the very at your own risk kind of dealings with Innsbruck, the resort's got to make money, right? So they got to get golfers out there. Like, they can't just completely shut down. So as long as golfers want to golf, which we will, albeit maybe not the best decision. I don't know if it is or not. I guess it's been determined. I think I saw on Instagram, golf is one of the safest things you could be doing right now if you take the proper precautions.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, I mean,
but they've got the cups inverted. They're upside down.
Yes.
And then can't touch
asking,
the pin.
And then they're asking anything within 5 feet. Yeah.
You best bet. If I got some,
I might play. Like, let's be real. That's pretty decent.
You best bet. If somebody, I don't care if coronavirus is on the line, if there's a bet on the line and somebody's got to make a 4-footer, I am making them putt that.
I think 5 feet is a lot.
That's far.
That's a lot. How many 5-foot putts are missed? A decent amount.
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't feel like that's very fair.
Well, how about this? Because Johan brought it up in our group chat as far as the Steez Meet group. And he was saying, what happens if somebody gets a hole in one? And I'm like,
yeah,
you know what?
You know?
Just my luck. My first hole in one is going to come.
So does that
this
mean
weekend.
If you're within 5 feet, you get a hole in one?
No. The next shot is good. The next shot's good. Like, you pick it up on the next shot, right? So you get it within 5 feet. You make birdie.
So you got a two.
You get a two on a par three, right?
Okay, okay.
There's five chances to get an ace on the Copperhead course in Innsbruck.
Yeah, but how?
I'm going to get one.
How?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know, but I know that God has an ace out there for me.
If it's inverted.
The ball ain't going in.
The ball, right.
You know what? Maybe it's like a tiny little.
I think
lip.
It does go in though, because in the email it said it just makes it easier so you don't have to reach as far down into the cup. So I think there's like, I think there is like still a cup. It's just not so deep. Like
I had to go.
You can pick it up without retouching the flag stick.
I had to go deep into the archives of when I used to do pins for like a summer at a Deer Creek Golf Club, and there's like a little, maybe like an inch of a cup in the bottom of the cup. And that is as far as that goes. So,
yes.
We do love Innisbrook. Innisbrook is a really cool place. So we're pumped to be able to do this so much to the point where if you saw on Instagram, I posted it. Did you post it or did you just share it?
I haven't posted it yet.
Okay. So just Brian Golf. There's no point for you to post it. And guys don't want to see me on their Instagram.
I don't know if you know, but I've gotten quite a few people to sign up.
I know. This is great. So here's what we got going on. Battle at the Bay was supposed to be in Las Vegas. If you're hearing this for the 30th time, I'm sorry. But, 360 Media, here we go. Now we're on the podcast. Battle at the Bay in Vegas sadly was rescheduled and relocated. So instead of it taking place at the end of April, which it's just too close for comfort for all of us and travel and planning and all of that, we're going to do it at Innisbrook Resort in September, and it's going to be two rounds on the Copperhead course, one round on the South course, and then one round on the Island course. Three nights, welcome dinner. Are we doing the putting?
Yes, we're doing a glow, the night glow putting.
The best thing we've done.
It was so much fun last year. And I have to say, at first, I wasn't so keen on it. When it was brought up and was like, hey, we could do this, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cheesy. Like, people are going to look out and go, seriously, what is this? It was by far one of my favorite, like, welcome dinner things that we did. Everybody loved it. Everybody had fun. And I think we're going to maybe take it to a next level this time. And like, actually, like, we did like a putting contest for a putter.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to, try to make it maybe teams, make it a little harder.
Well, this time Stableford was, there was four people on a team. Nobody really knew,
And we know what it looks like now. Like we know how they lay it out and all of that, but it was awesome. It was truly.
I was going to say Battle at the Bay is awesome. Two-man event. So we got to keep that, the two-man event theme, we got to keep that going. So
exactly.
That'll be a lot of fun at Innisbrook. So we've switched Battle at the Bay from Reflection Bay to the Tampa Bay area, Innisbrook. If you want to sign up for that, you can do so at steezandtees.com, steeez and tees.com.
And I know we say this a lot, but Innisbrook gets a lot of love. I think out of all of our events, it is the most reasonably priced, as well as like Battle at the Beach. It's right there with Battle at the Beach, being, $900 for double occupancy, $1,000 for single. So
considering you're getting four rounds and a round on
and breakfast every morning, that's a big deal.
Let's see. If you went and played the Copperhead course in like 3 weeks, it would be $355 a round.
That's how much it is when we played this weekend. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, because they're running a deal right now for if you stay and play with the tournament package. Play,
right. Yeah. But if you just go and get a tee time on Sunday, it's $355.
That's crazy. So
this one, there's been a lot of interest, and I know it's going to sell quick. We also don't have as many spots for this one as we do Battle at the Beach.
So I was thinking, as this has just been like a really weird work week, and I'm just really looking forward to getting to Innisbrook, but I just go back to like Innisbrook, and every time I go there, how much it makes me feel amazing because of memories. Same thing in Hammock Beach. Same thing when we go to reunion with Players Cup, with or without Players Cup. I get just happy emotions. But I started thinking today, I was like, thinking of you. And I'm thinking to myself, no way, shape, or form would this ever have been your life. So I need to know, like, what the hell is going through your mind right now? Your life has been taken by storm when it comes to golf. Like, your world is now all of a sudden golf and managing golf tournaments, managing golfers, which is just kind of one of the weirdest things ever for me to come in to you and talk about.
No, I love it. I mean, everybody is so different in their own way. And I like...
The face you're making right now is not a face of I love it.
I'm smiling. I'm like giddy. What are you talking about?
It was different.
I was reading something on the computer while I was... But no, I... I love it. I love all the guys. Like, I've grown to like become really close to some of the people in our tournaments. Like both of us, they've become family. And so, but I love it.
I'm seeing as a whole though, it's weird. 'Cause this wasn't even my life 5 years ago. Like this wasn't our life 5 years ago, period.
No, we and were now selling it is. Shoes.
No, before shoes, there was none of that. You and I were just...
No, if you asked me if I thought that I would be doing something in the golf space, no. But I think that that's what makes it like, that much more awesome.
It's
like,
so
I never thought
about.
I would be here, but I am. And I'm truly happy. Like, I've never been happier doing something. Like, day in and day out, I have my moments where it's, like, extremely overwhelming with the events just because sometimes men can be difficult. And I'm not going to name any names, but certain people like to go, oh, I'm in this tournament. No, can I be in this tournament? What about this tournament? So I love you all, but it's not that easy because I think people tend to forget, like, what actually goes into it on the back end and just dealing with the resorts and turning in names and deposits. And, you know, when you give me your deposit, we don't hang on to your deposit. Like it immediately goes to the resort. There's reasons why we have the payments set up when they are, because we also make payments on those dates. So when you make a payment, it's not just sitting in my bank account. Like I then have to go and turn that into the resort under your name. So when you come to me and you go, oh, I think I'm going to move it, it's not just, oh, okay, let me move you on a piece of paper. Like I then have to go back. I have to let the resort know, hey, this person's no longer. Let's free this spot up. So it's a lot.
Now it's event session. Now it's event session. Exactly. Now I didn't mean to turn it into event session. Sorry. I was looking for the positive.
No, things. I'm not venting. I'm not venting. I'm saying though, but in all of that, I said, I love it. There's times where I'm like, oh my God, I get overwhelmed. But even in those moments that I go, what are we doing? I still love it so much. Like I just do. I do.
Well, talk to me about Hammock Beach and doing Battle at the Beach. And it was our first event really where we were steez and tees.
Yeah. It was awesome.
So the vibe. Give me the vibe. 'Cause I came on and I talked about Battle at the Beach and I talked about that experience without you. And so now I want your take on it because I think the crew, the people that play in our events.
And that's and the first thing that, I was going to say.
Yeah,
was
the people that buy clothes
I
off of us, all that.
I can't say thank you enough to, you know, everybody. We have our steez family. We have our core group, but it's growing. And I love watching it grow. And I love seeing people like hashtag steez family or just hashtag or tag steez and tees. It's something that you and I are so passionate about. And we truly put our heart and soul into it. And I hope that that shows. I hope people, you know how proud we are of the brand and what we're doing. It means everything to us. So
it's crazy.
To see it, I mean, I told you the other day, I think it was yesterday, the day before, I looked at you and I said, a year from now, I am so excited to see where steez and tees is going because it's already grown so much just in, like you said, it's only been one event really. Obviously we have the sales and we do all of that, but our true focus is the events. Our dog's freaking out about
because our son is probably teasing him with something.
But no, you know, our passion is the events. We love doing these sales. It's something fun that, you know, we get to kind of pass on. We get a good deal and we get to pass it on to everybody. But overall, just seeing what, you know, we've worked so hard for, and you guys appreciate that. And you know, show us the love in return. It's really awesome. It's really exciting. And so to see, it sounds stupid, but like to see our flags out at the event and it meant a lot. It was really cool. So, again, I appreciate everybody that has supported us along the way. I know it's not always easy, to support us. I know I can be difficult at times, but it means the world to Brian and I, to have your support. And I mean that, and I hope that you guys can truly feel that.
Well, I think what we're doing this weekend at Innisbrook is like an extension of it. And it was kind of like the main idea that I had with events. And I think, you know, obviously you were going to stick to the main events, but then I wanted to do like these in between things. And that's kind of, we took, you know, the deal at Innisbrook came to us from Johan. He passed it on. And I was like, whoa, let's see if we can get some people and turn this into a steez thing. Right. I want to do these like little shoulder events.
Yeah, because not everybody can afford $1,000 for an event, obviously. And so I think your vision is to just do like one round, two round, really just like a buddy's weekend, but not like more relaxed. We're not going to do swag. We're not going to, you know, do tee boxes and tee signs and do all that. And I think that this really gives you and I won't go to all of them. I'll go to the majority of them. But obviously there'll be times that I might not necessarily be able to go, but I'm excited for these meets because it allows you and I to have more time with people because we're so busy during the events setting up. I mean, we're up before anybody at the golf course setting up, and then we're running the event the whole time. And then after, you know, the round's over, well, we're moving stuff to the next golf course, or we're going and cleaning up, you know, everything that just happened and doing scores and doing this and doing that. Like, there's always something that you and I are doing.
The stuff that is not fun.
Right. And so I'm looking forward to actually being able to go and play in a tournament type event, but get more time
we'll make a game out of it. I'm sure we'll have fun between the groups and all of that.
I'm going to talk with Golf Status and see if we can't, you know, get that going. So if people want to watch from home or just check in or, you know, whatever it might be, they can follow along. That'll be fun. But yeah, just as an overall, like we said, no swag, no this, no that. And just really just hang out and enjoy everybody's company.
As we're literally looking at swag to give to people.
I'm saying, like, obviously we'll have little stuff here and there, but we're not going to like outfit you with $600, you know, swag. Right. I love you, but. Yeah.
So will you please let me do one in July at Bay Hill?
We'll see.
It's really affordable.
I know it's affordable, but we have so much going on.
It's one day.
We'll see.
It's one night and one day.
No, you have to do two nights.
Well, yeah, if you want.
Yeah, so. See, this is what happens with Brian. Brian goes, oh, but it's only this and this. Not realizing that I actually know like what's going on. And I know to stay at Bay Hill, you have to stay two nights to play two rounds.
Here's my thing. He's like, I think that we can persuade them. And I believe that you can. It's never just this is the answer. I believe that we could get two rounds out of them in one night stay because of the things that we could bring to them.
And
we have a couple members playing with us too.
Also, if anybody wants to give us feedback, a little bit of my fear is I don't want to do too many of these and it take away from our events because our diehards, obviously, they want to be in every event. And we appreciate you guys for that. We know that that's not realistic. And we know that a lot of you strive and do everything that you can to be a part of every single one. And we love you so much for that. I don't ever want anybody to look at us and think that, you know, not that you're letting us down, but I don't ever want you to think that we think you're not supporting us because you're not in every event. We know that that's not realistic. And I know that they're not necessarily thinking that, but I just don't want to add too many more of these meetups. And then it's that much more that people want to go to and they can't necessarily go to. That's my only fear.
I don't think that's a thing, right? Like, I think that there are some people, you know, you offer up July, right? I think July, it's hot in Florida, but there's plenty of Floridians that just, it's not like we don't just quit golf in July. All right. Not the young bucks. All right. Maybe the 65 and older crowd or whatever, the retirees, they might stop playing in July and go up to their big mansions up north, northeast. But my whole thing is you get some people, you go, you know, maybe they don't want to play Forest Dunes. They don't want to play Pinehurst. They don't want to go something for 3 days. Maybe I can get 12 guys to go play Bay Hill.
I guess it does give those people too that maybe just can't do an event at all. They go, look, I can't do, you know, an entire weekend. I can't get away from, we hear so much like I can't leave the kids. I can't leave my wife. Like, so maybe it is easier just to do a one night, you know, somebody's around the area or whatever.
Yep.
You know, so maybe, I don't know. It can go both ways. I just don't want to wear people out.
I don't think we'll do that. I think that's our job to provide the opportunity and that's it. If, you know, the thing is there's no pressure on this, right? So if we don't get 12 people and we only get four, well, that doesn't mean anything. I'm only playing with three golfers anyways in my group.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't mean anything to me. I've never been scared of that though. You know, so well, what do you think as far as since we're not going to Vegas, what do you think moving forward is the landscape of the events geographically?
In 2021?
Yeah, like, do you think we're going to try and go West Coast again?
I would like to say, yeah, I think if we go West Coast, I don't think we'll do Vegas. Not that there's anything wrong with Vegas. I think if we do anything, we might do like Palm Springs. Or honestly, I think we're really pushing towards Texas, maybe. I know that's not West Coast, but it's a little bit in the middle. It's a good divide for us. I think Vegas was going to be hard for us. We wanted to do it, obviously. I'm totally willing to like suck it up and do it. As far as like the logistics and us getting everything out there,
it was going to be hard, but I wanted to go that bad, right?
Like, yeah. I wanted to go that bad. The golf course was so beautiful. The resort was awesome. Like everything about it. I mean, being able to go to Topgolf that night and then go out to the strip, that is my life. Like I wanted everything to do. Like the fact that I can't go to the casino, I'm like, oh, are you kidding me? So that I was really, really, really looking forward to that. So, I don't know. Maybe Vegas turns into just a meetup. So people aren't having to stay the night. So, I mean, there was tons of local people that wanted to come and just play. We ended up getting that local rate, but it still was a lot because of what we were doing. So because of the dinner and because of the, I don't know, maybe Vegas turns into just a meetup and we go to Texas. Cause I'd like to go to Texas. There's a lot of great places, or Palm Springs.
We have like a crew too. Yeah. The whole, honestly, Texas this year was, I don't know, 30, 40% of Battle at the Beach.
They had what? Eight. I think they had eight
guys. To 10 guys. Yeah. That's 25%.
They had eight.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I think Texas could be cool. If it wasn't for the vacational being at Victoria National, I would really want to do something in Indiana still.
Yeah.
Just because of home. Yeah. I think it'd be cool. Battle with the Brickyard. Just no hotels. It's just not, I mean, there's hotels, but there's just not like golf packages and things like that.
Yeah.
That could be cool though.
So to wrap it up, I'm not sure. I know we will always stay at Hammock Beach. That's not going anywhere until they kick us out.
Do you think Innisbrook's going to stay on the schedule moving forward?
You know, I really like it. And it's funny that you say that, because when we were there, it was one of like, I loved being that I walked away from, I got more out of that event personally than I think I've gotten out of any event. Not that I like struggle with events, but I do certain events. I walk away and I go, you know, did we deliver? Did we make people happy? But that's something that you always do. But I walked away from the Stableford at Innisbrook, and it was just the whole vibe. And I don't know if it was because it was a smaller group or just because of the way that Innisbrook is set up. Everybody stuck together the entire time.
I think it was people driven.
Something was so special about being at Innisbrook. The grounds are beautiful. Like, I love that you're like, it's all like wooded and like, I don't know. I just really loved it. And so I thought that I would be okay. I'm like, oh, let's go somewhere else. Like, let's explore. Let's see what else is out there. And here we are going back, and I am so
Feels like home.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And maybe that's why, you know, the crew there is so good. All the employees, and they're so easy to work with. That helps. That really makes night and day difference for us.
Well, disclaimer, Salamander owned Hammock Beach.
Yes.
And they actually owned Reunion.
Yep.
When we did Players Cup, and we stuck in the family with Salamander and went to Hammock Beach. Then we looked, oh, well, they own Innisbrook. Oh, Innisbrook.
Yep.
I mean, they host a PGA Tour event, you know, the Valspar. So this is, and it's, by the way, one of the best golf courses on tour. It's hard as hell. Yeah. This is going to be a fun competition. You know, they got four golf courses. So then we went Salamander, Salamander, Salamander.
Yeah.
And then they changed management. So now Reunion's not owned by Salamander. Now Hammock isn't owned by Salamander, and the,
but we still have our people there. Well, so, I mean, true. Some of our people are still there, so.
But we still got like the Salamander crew at Innisbrook. Yeah. So it's kind of like hanging tough as far as that goes. And I kind of feel, I don't want to say obligated, cause it's not like that at all. We're not obligated to do anything, but when we bring an event to Innisbrook, I feel like the people at Innisbrook,
they take care of us.
I feel like they go, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, thank you.
And that goes a long way. And obviously, you know, you take care of us, we want to take care of you. So, Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to get there this weekend, get a little taste of it again, kind of share it, let everybody get a little inside sneak peek of what it's about.
Well, and now then, that we know our way around it a little bit better, we could probably share it better.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
And, I mean, registration is open. So,
it's open.
You can go on the website and you can do a deposit only. I did set it up to where you can do deposit only and then payments. You can pay for it all at once if you want. You can reach out to us in Venmo. You can PayPal. You know, whatever you want to do is fine by us.
Okay. Before we go, can we talk about your golf game?
Yeah.
You were hitting the shit out of that driver.
I was.
You were hitting the shit out of it. It was crazy. Like you
had a really, really good day.
You were like compressing the ball. Like it was smashing. I don't know if it was the New Bridgestone ball.
Yeah.
We didn't even think about that though.
That's literally the first thing I said.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh my God. You outdrove me twice.
I did.
She outdrove me twice. Even from the ladies' tees or whatever the tees you want to call them. She plays the forward tees.
I would very rarely even come close to you.
We need to go play in the Fleming Island 2-man scramble.
Yeah. I mean, there was quite a few shots that you literally were like, we would have used your ball. Like,
yeah.
We would have. So, no, I was playing really, really good. It felt really good. This sounds silly, but I've really been like focusing in the gym. So I don't know if that's helped a little bit. I mean, I truly, if I was hitting the ball 40, 50, 60 yards further than ever, I won't say how far because that'll embarrass me.
No, I think you should. A good drive used to be 140, 150 for you, and you hit two of them over 190.
Yeah.
That's so, according to Arcos. Arcos doesn't lie.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited.
You're pumped.
I took some time off as well. That always does really well for me. I get into some bad habits and then it's hard for me to shake them. So sometimes walking away for a couple of weeks and then getting back. But I don't know. I just feel really good about everything that's going on right now too. Just with everything.
Golf.
That's why
I wanted to bring it up earlier. You know, when I was talking about like the feelings of golf and going to these places and what it does for you. And
not
now
that I was burnt out. I wasn't burnt out, but I felt like I just needed to kind of reset. And I mean, we eat, breathe, sleep. It's everything
it's
is golf. So we don't get a break. I tell people all the time, you know, people are always like, oh, well you're going here and you're going here and you're going here and oh, you're golfing. And it's like, yeah, but it's work. Like it's not always, we don't always just go and like get to enjoy ourselves. It's not always like that, you know? And people are like PGA show week. Oh my God, you're doing this and you're doing that. And it's like, no, we're working. Like, so yes, it's fun and it's great. And we love what we do, but we have no separation. We don't, it's very rare that we get to go play golf and enjoy it. Like just go play golf. It's normally because we're doing it for a purpose. So
we tried to go play golf 3 nines and it was so busy because of coronavirus. And our child who,
he's killing it.
He is doing so good, but my God, 50% of the time you just want to kick him out of the golf cart.
Yeah, but I think that's just a kid. He gets bored. He gets bored.
No, he doesn't.
And you
got to
think about it too. It's been very slow. It's like if it's not go go go,
true,
he's like, okay, I'm done.
True.
What am I doing?
And I think that's been the biggest thing is I've had to like tell him like, dude, get your ass in the golf cart. Like, what are you doing? And he's over there picking up a stick.
Yeah,
there's like
because he's got nothing else to do though. I mean, we waited. It took us an hour and a half to play 5 holes. Like that's insane.
Well, it was longer than that. And we only got through 4 holes.
Yeah.
But it was so funny and I can't share it because it's just, it paid me out to be just a horrible human, but we're filming video and it took 2 nines, took 2 days to do it. 2 nines, doing the aim at the middle of the green and aim at the pin for 9 holes each. See which one kind of yields the best results. And there's probably like 3 occasions where I'm like, Gavin, put down the stick, you know, like on camera. You could do, I bet if we just let that run, you could do like a whole montage of
he
those.
He struggled a little bit that day, but
it's good. Good to see.
I think overall everything's great. I'm excited for this year. I'm excited for what's going on.
You're excited. Everybody on Instagram is excited too.
I know, but
I'm so excited.
I am happy to have this Vegas thing behind us. It's not what we wanted to do, but I think that just the stress of that as well, not knowing what we're going to do and just do we do it? Do we not do it? And now that that's like done, I think that it's like a huge stress relief for me and I'm like ready to go. I'm like, okay, let's do this.
And so we were talking about, cause American Airlines is not necessarily giving us our money back very quickly for the
flight. They're not at all.
Right. So we got to figure that out. I got faith in you.
Oh,
but
yeah, I mean, let's be real.
But I'm hoping we can turn that into a Pinehurst trip to get a little preview of the Stableford. That would put us Pinehurst, April, May, nothing, I guess. And then June is Pinehurst.
It's going to be a party. Everybody's going to be ready after this coronavirus.
I think so.
Like everybody's going to be ready.
That's it. So we'll hopefully do our part. We'll play golf as cleanly as we can, and whoop, whoop. We'll have fun.